We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, and it's coming up on 9:36. We got Jim Jeanette stepping in studio here with us here. He is the president at Manhattan Area Technical College. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
You know, I'm upright, kicking, walking, waiting for the Diet Coke to take effect, though.
Caffeine is a blessing in the mornings.
It's biblical.
Mm-hmm.
It's necessary.
Me, I'm a Coke Zero guy, and Dave's high on Mountain Dew over there.
Diet so. Dew.
Diet Dew.
Diet Dew. Okay.
Started off with the 20, now I'm on a 12.
So, did you see in the news about the restaurant north of Milwaukee, the Omicron Family Restaurant?
The Omicron Family Restaurant.
Seriously, okay. In the news, yes.
I did not. Why didn't you share this with me so I could share it before you got a chance to? You know my phone number. You know how to reach me.
I caught it about 5 minutes ago.
So tell me about the Omicron Family Restaurant.
So they're having quite the time with merchandise sales right now.
Good or bad?
Well, good for them.
Flying off the shelves?
Yeah, but that's the name of their restaurant.
Oh, my. And, what do they have a specialty?
You know, it's one of those all-American restaurants.
Uh-huh.
So I'm sure everything's good. Probably chicken fried steak's the best, but they're pushing a lot of T-shirts and caps, I guess, about Omicron right now.
I wonder if they sell liquor. You know,
Corona. I'm sure. Yeah. Whoops,
it says I got Corona at Omicron. I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh. Is it? Can we make that funny?
Well,
can that be
know.
Funny? I mean, you have to have some sense of humor with all these things, right?
Well, you have to. I mean, remember the WKRP episode where they promoted the funeral home?
Oh, I know. Someday you're going to buy it. Have you ever seen that, Brandon?
I have.
That is one of the funniest ever.
The other thing I saw today in the news is a tree topper for your Christmas tree.
Uh-huh.
And it's Bruce Willis jumping out of Nakatomi Tower.
Yes.
Yes, uh-huh. That's cool.
One of the, in the vent.
Yeah.
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 Uh-huh. Yeah. Is it a Christmas movie to you, Jim?
Yes, both of them.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
Do you listen to Christmas music? Are you a fan of Christmas music?
You know, it comes and goes. Mm-hmm. I like the weird stuff. There's one I won't mention on the air that I found. The lyrics, it just cracks me up. But
are you familiar with the Bob Rivers Christmas CDs?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have all of those. Oh, my goodness.
But then there's times, you know, like the other day I had Pentatonix Christmas stuff on. That was good.
Yeah.
My older son and I kind of have a tradition over the years of when he was home and we'd decorate the tree of listening to Neil Diamond singing Christmas songs, because everybody can sing like Neil Diamond.
Especially a Jewish Neil Diamond. The Pentatonix, have you heard, let's see, the one that came out, an album they had, 2-3 years ago with Jennifer Hudson?
Mm-hmm.
Doing, was it O Holy Night?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That is mind-blowing. Yeah. That is just one of the most beautiful recordings of anything I've ever heard in my life.
And their version of Bohemian Rhapsody is hilarious.
Yes. Yeah. Then you need to go look up Hayseed Dixie if you want to find some fun with Bohemian Rhapsody.
Okay.
Okay. You're here to talk about MATC.
We better. Good to see you, Dave.
All right. Sounds good. Well, should we start with, what should we start with first? You want to talk commencement first?
Sure. We have commencement coming up on the 18th. We do two a year, one in December, one in May. The one in December is our smaller one. We'll have some nurses. We have our electric linemen graduate in December. And we pick up people that have obtained their credits off and on. But we turn it into a party. Dave's been a speaker for us. We have it at University Christian Church. They've been great to work with. And Bob Koppel's going to be our speaker this year from Via Christi. But we really turn it into a celebration. You know, I tell them no golf claps. I want you to clap loud. It'll be preceded by the nurses' pinning ceremony, which is always a cool thing because the nursing students will have key members of their family come up to pin them. And it gets pretty emotional for them. We also, all of our GED graduates are also welcome to attend commencement and walk. I think it's really important to highlight those people to show that we celebrate their commitment, what they've achieved during that GED. So it's always a good event. It's fun with everybody. And like I said, we turn it into a celebration.
You know, it's pretty noble, someone getting their GED. You know, you don't think about it, but, you know, it takes a lot of courage to go back and get your diploma.
They have a lot of grit and determination, so I'm very proud of them, and we make it a big deal.
That's cool. All right. And that's December 18th, you said?
Yep. It starts at 9 with the nurses pinning and commencement's at 10 at UCC.
Okay. Public invited to come out if they want?
The public can. At this point, I'm not aware of any, COVID restrictions. I'm sure Mr. Koppel will have his mask and we'll have masks available. We encourage people to do whatever they want to do to stay safe.
Okay. Very good. Looking forward to that. That's always good to highlight. Congratulations to everybody who is eligible for graduation.
Yeah.
Then we have the MATC report on results for 20 and 21.
Yeah, we've done our first annual report, kind of in a brochure. Let's start with adult ed. We've had the program on campus about 3.5 years, and we've had 100 people earn their GED in that time. Again, that's pretty amazing. Roughly a third of those students stay on and go on to college with us. And many of them start something while they're working on the GED. They can enroll in a certificate program while they're earning the GED. So some of them go into CNA training or welding, whatever. But again, that's taking a group of people who are undereducated, often underemployed, and we start rising their opportunities and their abilities. And the big thing is raising their confidence in what they can do. So that's a huge impact. It helps the whole community out. Along with that, we have a regional testing center. And I think I've mentioned before, to our knowledge, we're the only college we know of in the United States that has 5 different companies that have approved our testing center. So we can give a wide range of credential tests and licensures. Things in computer, in IT, we can give the CompTIA and Cisco tests. We're the only institution we know of in the state of Kansas where students can do their EMT with us as far as the academic part, the skills part, and then they can take the test right there on our campus. And so we've had customers use our testing center from as far away as Omaha, as far away as Wichita. Many things we can do. We work a lot with the city on coding exams, people prepping for coding things. So it's one of those things, especially if anybody's listening that's connected to HR with a company, you might want to check out our testing center and see what we can do to help you out.
All right, that's good. And these are opportunities here. I imagine you get folks in here who come in and, they don't have the best paying jobs and they're trying to better themselves.
Right. We get a lot of what's called reskilling and upskilling. Reskilling, they're trying to get skills to get that better job. Upskilling, they've got a job, but they want to go up even farther. And we're seeing more and more of that. And we're always looking at how can we tweak our programs to make it more easy for people to do those things, especially like in IT. We do information networking technology. And the demand for IT workers at any business or industry in the state is huge. So what can we do to allow more people to get those credentials and certifications? And we're always looking into what we can do related to cybersecurity as well.
That's going to be an industry. I think it's just going to blow up here in the next 10 years.
And as well as data analytics. There's actually a group in the state we're working together because data analytics is one of those we would like to start introducing into the high schools. And then march it forward from there.
All right. Very good. Looks like we may be getting a call here on InFocus. Nope. Okay. Well, we are taking phone calls, 537-1350. What else is in that report?
So let's talk about credentials a little bit more. So students can earn our certificates or degrees, but the big thing is that industry credential or licensure. So in the 2021 academic year, we had over 300 students earn almost 1,000 credentials. In nursing, for instance, we had the number 3 pass rate in the state for our RN students, and there's around 30 nursing programs in the state. We had a 93% licensure pass rate for those RNs.
Wow.
And that's pretty big. One nursing organization rated us the number 1 RN program in the state. They rated us number 3 with the LPN program. And again, it's a very difficult program. It's going to take you about 2.5 years to get through it because of the prereq requirements you need. It's highly competitive. We're also accredited at the RN level by ASIN. That's a key thing for people to know. If you're going to think about going on for a BSN or anything above, you want to make sure you get that RN from an accredited program, or otherwise the credits won't transfer. And so we are one of the colleges that has that ASIN accreditation for our RN program. Here's the cool statistic for me. Over 75% of our graduates stay in this region. And the tech colleges statewide are good at that, but we're among the leaders with that. So we're keeping people working in auto technology, welding, HVAC, construction, healthcare, et cetera, staying in Riley, Gary, Pottawatomie, Clay, Dickinson, Washington, Marshall counties. And I think that's a big thing because we're producing not just employees, but taxpayers who stay here, consumers who buy houses and cars and groceries and food.
Yeah, that's going to sustain the economy long term right there. We did have a caller call in here. I think I know who it is. Nope, someone new. Okay, go ahead. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, Jim.
Yeah.
Hey, where are they building the Votech House this year? I always enjoy watching what the students do, and I was just wondering where they were building this year.
We're not building a house. We're working with Habitat for Humanity with their projects. So it's wherever they're working on remodeling a home and renovating a home, that's where our students are.
So do the kids learn stuff about concrete work and framing and so forth, or are they just learning about remodeling?
They still learn all the basics, but it's concentrated working with Habitat for Humanity and the area contractors who work with them on those sites.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. I think Habitat's doing a home build in Ogden right now. So very cool. I'll tell you what, let's take a break. We'll come back more with Jim Jeanette here in a moment, president of MATC. We'll take your phone calls as well, 537-1350 here on In Focus.